Chairs No Waiting, episode number 380, Barney and the Squad Car. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out some of the great things they've got there. If you like t-shirts, one of my favorites is You're Not Talking to a Jerk, You Know. It's the Barney's No Jerk t-shirt. I love that shirt. Or if you'd like a Floyd t-shirt, which is also near and dear to my heart, so I talk about it a lot, you can get the Floyd Ringer or just a regular Floyd Barbershop t-shirt. Great shirts. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of this episode, number 380, is Rick Grimsley. Thank you, Rick. He is also, Henry Bennett. If you ever see him at one of the Mayberry events, he was with us at Mayberry in the Midwest in Danville, and he played, and his basketball number in the game was, as you might expect, 6 7/8. So thank you, Rick. So thank you as well. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And it is always a pleasure to have you join me here in Mayberry. Now, this week's episode, I was trying before the show started to come up with a name, and I ended up with Barney and the Squad Car because I couldn't come up with a better name. What happened was I'd been planning to do the podcast, what I was going to do, trying to figure out what it was. And my wife and I were watching TV, and it was on TV Land. And as I was thinking about what could I show or what could I talk about, Runaway Kid came on. The Runaway Kid, that's episode number, the sixth episode ever aired. So I was watching it and enjoying it and seeing what Barney had done. And we're going to talk about that at the end of the episode as well. And right after it, Andy the Matchmaker came on. And that was the seventh episode. That's the one with Miss Rosemary where Barney was kind of sweet on her. You remember all that? And he ends up getting Barney to, at the end, I guess, to go out with Miss Rosemary. Anyways, I was watching that. I ran across something really cool. So we're going to listen to a little clip here. Now, this is in the courthouse, and it's, about 5 or 10 minutes into the episode. I didn't pay attention to when. But Andy's talking to Miss Rosemary in the courthouse about how any guy would love to be able to go out with her. And maybe even Barney, he says. So let's check this out. So Miss Rosemary and Andy in the courthouse.
You're just putting me on. Nobody'd want me.
Well, no. Well, how about Barney Fife? He walks you to preaching every Sunday.
Because it's on his way.
I guess you don't know Barney too good, do you? He's sweet on you, all right. The only thing is, he's just like you. You and him are just like two peas in a pod. He don't think nothing of himself either. So he figures a fine woman like you wouldn't want to have anything to do with a nobody like him. He's wrong, ain't he? That's what I thought. Well, some of these times, Barney might fatten up his self-respect to where he'd just up and pop the question.
Hi, Miss Rosemary.
Hi, Opie. I better get going.
All right, so I'm going to pause it right there, because what I wanted you to see was, or hear, or know, so think about that. When Opie walked in the door, you heard him walking in the door there, and as he did, the courthouse doors where he was coming in from outside, and he comes walking in the door. Now, if you watch very closely when Opie opens the door, you can actually see the squad car sitting right outside the courthouse. Okay? So there's a squad car sitting outside the courthouse. Well, what I noticed that as Jan and I were watching the episode. Now, as it continues, Opie and Andy start talking in the courthouse. And we'll head back over there and let them continue this. So this is Miss Rosemary's just walked out the door after that. But Opie came in. The squad car is sitting outside the door of the courthouse. You could definitely see it. Okay, so let's head back over.
I got some pies to bake for Abigail Milliken's party.
So Miss Rosemary's leaving the courthouse.
You saved me one, now you
hear? And then Andy and Opie are going to talk for a second. And as she leaves,
well,
you can still see the squad car.
Paul?
But let's talk about this here.
Go over to Walker's drugstore and have us some ice cream sodas. You want to?
Well, now, I don't know why that wouldn't be in order.
Now, Andy and Obie just walked out the door of the courthouse. Now, when they walked out, you know, you got to remember, they filmed the Andy Griffith Show at Desilu Studios. And when they walk out the door, they're actually at 40 Acres lot. So they're at the 40 Acres outdoor lot. So it's not in the same location. They're a distance away. But if you walk out, you can tell the sun shining on the courthouse. If you're looking at the doors, it's coming from kind of the left to the right. The sun's in the that part of the sky. And Opie's standing where you should be able to see either the squad car or the shadow of the squad car. And there's no squad car. So you got to remember, he just walked out the door. There's no squad car. When he walked in just a moment ago, we saw the squad car out the door. When Miss Rosemary walked out the door, you could still see the squad car. And yet when they came out, it's not there any longer. So Andy continues talking to Opie here. And we're going to cut the scene here as it goes to Andy's headed over to the Walker's drugstore. So he's going to go over there because remember, they're going to fake that there was somebody had robbed something at Walker's to give Barney something to do, because, you know, every town has a deputy. A deputy ought to have something to do. You know, if you have a street cleaner, you know, folks ought to throw something in the streets every once in a while. Just keep them just a little bit dirty, you know, that kind of stuff. So Andy had been talking about that.
Well, of course.
And we're joining Ellie and Andy over at Walker's.
Help him out with Miss Rosemary.
Yes, Andy, but what if he finds out that it's only...
Here he comes!
Well, listen, Barney is in the squad car. Where did the squad car come from?
Now, let's remember. Act nervous.
You hear that, right?
Let's see. He was wearing a mask, and he had a gun, and he made me open the cash register and give him all the money. How much was there supposed to be?
Oh, $24.
$24.
Now listen to this.
Isn't that sort of a cheap
remember
crime?
It.
Well, it's Barney's first crime.
Barney's first crime.
And we all kind of let him start at the bottom and work his way up.
So here we go. So this was Barney's very first crime. Now that was something else I noticed as I was getting the clips for this. But remember, there was a squad car outside the door of the courthouse when Opie went in. When Miss Rosemary went out, the squad car was still out there. And yet, when they crossed the road, went to Walker's drugstore, and got Ellie to call like there had been something that had happened, Barney comes driving up in the squad car. Okay, so that was the experience that I had. So Opie saw the door, and I'm going to have screen captures of this. So you can see the squad car very clearly outside the courthouse when Opie opens the door. And we're going to post these on Facebook, so there'll be a link on our website so you can go and look at these, or you can just watch the episode. Remember, it's Andy the Matchmaker. It's episode number, 7? I'll look in just a second. Well, I can look right now. It's 7. Oh, I got it right. Wow, what do you know? So it's episode 7 of the Andy Griffith Show. Now you can see it. So then the next thing I noticed as I was doing screen captures, when Miss Rosemary goes out the door, you're going to have to really pause this to look. But if you look at the squad car, and I did a few screenshots of this as well, and I'm going to try to zoom in on it here in the actual video, you can actually see that the hood of the squad car is raised. That's right. It's somebody is working on the squad car out there because the hood has been raised to be like it was being worked on, like somebody was changing the oil or something. But you can definitely see that because you can see the front wheel, a little bit of the white of the door, and then the black fender. You see the mirror, and you can see the hood is up. I never noticed that. I never noticed the squad car was gone and came back. I never noticed that. But I definitely had never noticed that the hood was open. Now, I'm sure there's Mayberry fans out there. I bet Otis, Kenneth Junkin, he's probably noticed that. I'd never noticed it. Or, you know, I am getting older. Maybe I've done a podcast about this. I couldn't be sure, actually. That's a possibility. But... But you can definitely see then later in the scene when Andy and Opie are looking out the door of Walker's drugstore, there comes the squad car driving up. The hood is down. There's no, it doesn't look to have anything wrong with it. And it's driving up with Barney inside as Andy and Miss Ellie go to, plan this first crime that Barney ever got to investigate. So this was Andy the matchmaker. And that's from episode number 7. Now we need to talk about this for folks that don't know. Miss Rosemary, who is on this episode, was played by Amzi Strickland. Now, you may know that, you may not. But she was Amzi Strickland. She was on the episode more than one time, or on not this. Well, obviously she's on this episode more than one time. But she was on the Andy Griffith Show in more than one episode. Playing different people. She was, for instance, she was one of the Simmses. She was Mrs. Sims that was going to buy Andy's house from Barney. You remember that? She was there. But this is Andy the Matchmaker. So if you'd like to go and check this out, you can go and look at the episode. I think it's about 10 minutes in where Andy's talking to Miss Rosemary in the courthouse and all this occurs. You have to be able to pause and look. Anyway, I got extremely distracted about this as I was watching. Because this was like, I have never noticed the squad car coming and going. And I had never noticed the fact that, the hood was up on the squad car. I never noticed that either. So there he goes. A little bit of trivia for you. There, that's what I have. So now another thing as I was looking through this that I found was, about... of course, I did a screen capture as well of the Deputy Sheriff Barney Fife cracks Walker robbery. Now, I don't know if you've ever read the headlines, but it says, dangerous criminal captured single-handed through the clever sleuthing of our local deputy. And by the way, it is published daily, this newspaper, Deputy Fife Hero. I think some of the other headlines here, it's kind of interesting. One headline is full paid taxes record broken. So more taxpayers have paid up is what it says. I can't read the rest of it. Mercury is a new X-ray source, Two Sciences report. I'm just reading the headlines out of this newspaper with Barney in it. And I can't read all the words, but it sure looks at the coming election, the public will have have in its hands the power to, I can't read all of it, but it's things that are written on this newspaper. So there are actual stories in this newspaper that they mock up for the Barney to be on there. So I noticed that too. And that's always, stuff is fun for me. Hope it's fun for you. There will be screenshots of all this stuff. These videos, or not videos, these pictures will be available on our Facebook page, and you can go check them out. All right, so let's move along. Now, the other thing I was looking at, I was watching, as I told you, The Runaway Kid. Now, The Runaway Kid was episode number 6. It was right before this episode, the first one that I was just talking about, right before Andy the Matchmaker. And what I was looking at was Tex Foley. Now, I did an episode of Two Chairs No Waiting about Tex Foley, and I did not realize how long ago it had been. But it was actually in February the 10th of 2009, the 18th episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting. We're at 380. So you may not have actually heard this, but you might want to go back and check out that episode. It's only about 12 minutes long, so it would be easy to do. Now, in that episode, I talked about the fact that Tex Foley when Andy is talking to George, Tex about leaving to go to Texas, he's laying on the couch. You remember that scene? He's laying on the couch. Opie's in the kitchen making some more peanut butter and sardine sandwiches for Tex. Ugh! Can you imagine? Andy's laying there and he's laying with his feet toward the front door of the Taylor house and looking towards Tex, who's standing at his feet. And while they're standing there, they're talking, and then Tex goes, "It ain't." And then there's a cut, and then George walks around behind the couch and goes around to the fireplace side where there's double doors over on the other side of the fireplace. And he's standing there and he says, "It ain't." He says it again. It's the exact same shot. So if you want to go back and look at that episode, and it'll give you all the information about that. But they used a reverse image and used the same shot twice on that episode. So that was on this same episode, Runaway Kid. Now, what I noticed this time, which is not it's not nearly as interesting, but let's have a little bit of fun with the clip. Because you remember in the episode, Barney, he draws a picture of Tex, he thinks. So let's check that out as we hear from Barney here, as he tries to make sure he knows, just like in the big cities, that he knows how to find a boy.
I gotta talk to you, man.
Well, Barney, this is George Foley.
Oh, how do you do, George? Would you excuse us a second? We got some police work to do.
Sure.
Cute boy.
Yeah. What's up?
Guess what that is.
Well, it looks like a drawing of some kind.
Yeah. That is the missing boy from Eastmont. I drew it from his description, just like they do in the big cities.
Oh, Barney.
Now, remember what the sheriff said? 8 years old, blonde hair, blue eyes, blue jeans. That's the boy. That's him. I'd know him anywhere. I could pick him out of a Sunday school picnic.
Pick him out on the porch?
Now, according to this book I got, you know, 8-year-old boys, most of them have similar physical characteristics, but from the description I got of this George Foley...
So Barney's realizing what Andy had said.
What'd you say that boy's name was? I just mentioned?
That cute little fella that just went in the house there.
Yeah, I saw him.
George Foley.
Now Barney's looking at his drawing.
What's the matter? Can't you find him?
Well, the sheriff never mentioned nothing about the boy needing a haircut. Besides, we're supposed to go out and track down runaways. We ain't supposed to be introduced to him right on the sheriff's front porch. For heaven's sakes. What's he doing here anyways?
Now, Barney.
So Barney had drawn a picture of Tex Foley. So what I tried to do is I went in and I did screenshots. I was trying to do screenshots because you can actually see the picture that Barney drew. Now, in the pictures, I was going to try to blow it up, and I did try to blow it up, but it doesn't look very good. Now, the picture, you can actually see it because they never actually show a close-up of it, but they do show Barney holding the notepad with a drawing on it, and you can definitely tell it's a person's face as we flip through the images I grabbed. And so I'll post this online. There'll be at least one screen grab. And then where I tried to draw a big version of it, as Barney began to realize, you know, that's Tex, and Andy's like, "What's the matter? Can't you see him?" So the image is so little, you can't see it good, but I blew it up as big as I could, but it's still not real clear, but you can definitely see it basically is a drawing. It almost looks like one of the drawings off of Floyd's barbershop inside. You know, he's got the thing showing how to do it, a crew cut or something like that. It looks an awful lot like that kind of a drawing, and Barney's holding it in his hand, and I tried to blow it up. So now the challenge will be, now, is there anybody out there, any of our listeners that are experts at Photoshop or something that can grab that image and get a super high quality version of it? I'm just wondering. Now, I was actually using the DVD versions of this. The Blu-rays would cover season one, don't they? I don't have the Blu-rays. So maybe the Blu-rays, you could actually get a better screenshot of this. So it's a challenge to all the listeners of the podcast. If anybody has the technology and the skill to do a great screen grab, I want to see what Barney thought Tex Foley really looked like. I have a nice grainy version of it that we will post, but I want to see what that picture looks like. Wouldn't that be fun to see? So if anybody's out there that can do that, feel free to do it. Otherwise, we're going to have to live, I guess, with the grainy version that I will be posting on Facebook. So, and it's in the video version of the show too, if you're watching it, but, I just be interested. I'm always looking for things that might be interesting to folks. All right. So now, with all that said, hopefully you've enjoyed this stuff. You've enjoyed what I've been showing you or talking to you about, because I love this stuff. It's always fun to me to kind of come up with new things on a 50-year-old show for us all to enjoy and just keep it fun to watch. I mean, it's fun anyway, but we've seen it, many of us, so many times that it's really nice to see what's going on in the background and to see those things. I enjoy it. It takes nothing away from the show to me. It amazes me how well they put together these episodes with continuity and everything, considering the fact that they filmed interior shots at Desilu Studios. They filmed exterior shots at 40 Acres, and then they did the Myers Lake-type shots up at Franklin Canyon. All those were several minutes apart, 30, 40 minutes apart. So it's pretty amazing that they would shoot one day at one location, another day at the second location, and another day maybe at a third location, and the continuity is really pretty daggum good. So the creators of the Andy Griffith Show did an excellent job making a show that we can all be proud to enjoy and watch. So I hope you agree with me. So, but one thing I did, as I was saying, there was a clip came out the other day, or not a clip, but a article that MeTV put out about 11 things you might not know about the Andy Griffith Show. Now, I guess what kind of amazed me was that they were so easy. You know, so we may talk about that next week, but you know, this show, the podcast, has always been about very in-depth things about the Andy Griffith Show. And I feel like we've probably left a lot of casual Andy Griffith Show fans sitting on the side of the road because they couldn't get on. They couldn't get in and know what's going on. So maybe I need to have two parts of every episode where we talk about some things that are just basic things to get to know and love the Andy Griffith Show, and then maybe talk about some of the things that, like this, that I've talked about today or on this episode of the podcast to make it more enjoyable. 380 episodes. There's a lot of material back there if you guys would like to go back and listen to them. But I think that's what's happened over the years. I've gotten more and more in depth into the things that we're talking about. And sometimes I guess we're probably leaving real casual fans who just enjoy watching, but don't want to have a college course on the Andy Griffith Show. We may have left them behind a little bit. So I want to try to fix that. And I'd love to hear what you think. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 and tell me what you think about it. Think maybe we ought to tone back just a little, bring some of those Andy Griffith Show casual watchers along with us so that they can enjoy all the fun that we have? Or do you want to just keep trudging along and make them go back to listen to episode 18 with Tex Foley? You know, which was, what, 2009? So that's seven years ago? Oh my goodness. Folks, I enjoy the show. I hope you do. So give me a call, 888-684-8415. Or email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Head over to twochairsnowaiting.com. You can find all that information about how to contact me and more. We'll see you next week. Have a great week.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcast FREE.